Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dominic. I'm on the road, little buddy.
Crudy, I am on the road as well. How you doing, man?
Come on, man. Going to the Waukesha Studios hardly qualifies as some sort of road trip.
Totally road for me. Brady Street to Waukesha. It might only be like 20 miles or so, but let me tell you, it's a whole different world out west.
It is a whole different world out in the Shaw. Well, welcome to the listeners on 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. You know, that one's been playing for a while. And, of course, WTTN and the Devil Radio, 92.7, the devilish of all the FMs in Madison. And now also, Dominic, I'd like to welcome the fine listeners in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point on WFHR. And that's monikered locally grown radio. And that's 1320 AM in 97.5 FM. But if you're listening to me right now, you know that. So welcome to the Devil's Advocate. Some say the greatest radio show ever. But Dom, above and beyond that, we got another launching network station today. And I'm here in the belly of the beast, the newest and shiniest newest Bull Falls Radio, Wausau, Wisconsin, WXCO, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Nice.
And the logo, it's stunning, Dom. I love the logo. So here we are. We're up on the air in Wausau, Dom, like it used to be for a brief period. Steve Resnick is the seller of this fine station. We are the new, I guess we're renting it from Steve until the FCC okays Civic Media to buy the station here. But Dom and I have a little history on this station. We played here once upon a time. Dom, I remember the night before the party in Des Moines, Iowa, the Republicans all coming to town. And my little buddy did some early morning cutting and pasting and getting the whole show ready for the playout on WXCO 1230 AM, 98.9 FM. And Dom, unfortunately, they didn't get us on the air that day.
Shocking. Hey, but we're on today, though, man, so it's all come full circle.
It all has come full circle, and I'm very excited. We welcome Chad Holmes, one of our new teammates here, welcomed a lot of new teammates to the Civic Media team. And if you're like, what are you talking about, Crudy? What's Civic Media? Well, I tell you what, Dom, I got a fine guest coming in the studio in Madison with our pal Evan in the world headquarters, the CEO of Civic Media, and it ain't me. It's a guy by the name of Sage Weil. Sage is going to join us at 4:30 today. We're going to talk about the expansion. But Dom, in the meantime, my thought process is today we got to talk about, you know, if you're going to do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yeah, man. The first January 6th defendant convicted at trial, he got a sentence handed down today, and it's a doozy, Crudy. Over 7 years.
Ouch. Oh, that's got to sting a little. 7 years, man. 84 months. That's a lot of yard time.
He'll be ripped by the time he gets out. Hopefully he gets to keep his mattress. I did see on Twitter, CBS reporting, Guy Reffitt is his name. He's a recruiter for the right-wing Texas three percenters. Well done, three percenters. Your recruiter is now doing over 7 years in the pokey. Anyway, his daughter on CBS said this morning, or today after this conviction came out, that she thought Donald Trump should serve life in prison. So, you know, a little... little right-on-right action going on right there. A little bit from the Washington Post. As mentioned, recruiter for the right-wing Texas three-percenters. He was convicted of 5 felony offenses. Let's go through this short little list for the three-percenters, Crudy. Obstruction of Congress, as it meant to certify the 2020 election results. Interfering with police and carrying a firearm to the riot. Threatening his teenage son, who turned him into the FBI. Prosecutor said Reffitt led a mob while armed at the Capitol and asked a judge to sentence him to 15 years after applying a terrorism sentencing penalty. Now, that portion, Crudy, did not. The judge did not apply the terrorism enhancer. The judge condemned Reffitt's conduct in handing down the 87-month sentence, saying at a five-hour hearing that his views espousing political violence were absurd, delusional, and way out of the mainstream. He's in a class of his own as far as I'm aware in terms of what he was doing there that day and what he claimed he was there to do, the judge said. Reffitt has proclaimed himself a patriot and a martyr in diatribes from prison, the judge noted. She said he was seeking to legitimize efforts by himself and others to foment a rebellion against so-called government tyranny, quote, believing he was going to forcibly remove legislatures and install a new government that will be approved by judges and the Constitution. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. And to this day, he has not disavowed these comments. The judge said that in a democracy, people vote their conscience in an election booth and not through violence. Ouch.
Well, that's got to sting them. 87 months, I believe, specifically. And so much for guys, you know, minimalist apologists like Ron Johnson, who claimed, you know, there's no one armed. People weren't here for violence. It was just sort of a touristy, pickup-y sort of vibe going on that day. Right, Dom?
Yeah, I mean, Ron Johnson literally said the crowd was festive. Of course, he was reading someone else's reporting at the time, and you have to question that. But obviously, not festive. I believe the guy took an AR-15. A jury found that Reffitt traveled to D.C. from his home in Texas with an AR-style rifle and a semi-automatic 40-caliber handgun and repeatedly stated his intention to come armed with a handgun and plastic handcuffs to drag lawmakers out of the building. After returning home from Washington, he threatened his children to ensure they did not turn him in to the authorities. I mean, it seems like a very wholesome and normal, you know, household relationship going on there.
Well, let me see if I got this straight, Dad. If I threaten, so you get the point. You know, like, if you're going to threaten your kid, and his way out of being threatened and perhaps even harmed is to actually tell on you, well, you see why the guy is now being sentenced to 87 months in prison, because his teenager threw his ass under the bus, right, Dom?
And in live testimony, yes.
And just like ours would.
Without question. If I got into some shenanigans like that and I came home and threatened my kids, they would roll over on me faster than you could possibly imagine.
Dominic, a little bit more from the reporting at the Washington Post. Conventional sentencing rules are of inadequate scope to account for the range of Reffitt's obstruction, witness tampering, and weapon offenses, prosecutors wrote in a 58-page sentencing memo. We do believe what he was doing that day was terrorism. We do believe he is a domestic terrorist. Reffitt sought not just to stop Congress, but also to physically attack, remove, and replace legislators who were serving in Congress, prosecutors wrote. They called his conduct a quintessential example of an intent to both influence and retaliate against government conduct through intimidation or coercion, and said it reflected the statutory definition of terrorist violence that is subject to harsher punishment. Guy got off easy, Dom. Reffitt recorded himself at a rally led by President Donald Trump at the Ellipse, saying he was ready to drag lawmakers, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi and then Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, out kicking and screaming, with her Pelosi's head hitting every step on the way down. Wow. So guilty and sentenced, and he's got, you know, quite a little spell in the in the pokey dom.
No doubt. The judge went on to say that Reffitt took a self-appointed leadership role outside the Capitol, encouraging and waving on a crowd behind him as he confronted police while carrying a handgun and megaphone. Reffitt was also wearing bulletproof body armor, a helmet, and had plastic flex cuffs, Friedrich, the judge said. The judge also said the fact that Reffitt was armed made his case very different from all other prosecuted to date, heightening the risk of serious injury to police who courageously defended the Capitol, as well as everyone else present that day. Patriots honor and respect the rule of law, the judge added, rebuking Reffitt. There are plenty of people who feel that democracy isn't working for them. They are, unfortunately, a lot in the United States right now who feel that way. But in a democracy, the answer to that frustration is not rebellion. And the way that these, you know, domestic white Christian nationalist terrorists have taken over the word patriot is a really sad thing.
Dominic, in a letter to court read by prosecutors, Reffitt's son Jackson Reffitt said he supported prosecutors' sentencing recommendation. Don't forget they wanted 15 years, according to his son, who was threatened by the man, so long as his father could benefit from rehabilitation and counseling in prison. But one of his daughters asked the judge for leniency, saying Trump, not her father, was ultimately responsible for what happened on January 6th. Here's what the daughter said. Peyton Reffitt, her name. My father's name wasn't on the flags that everyone was carrying there that day. That was another man's name. He was not the leader. So anyways, final thoughts from Kirchhoff. His actions weren't the actions of a patriot. They were actions of a domestic terrorist. He was intent on harming fellow Americans and our democratic processes himself. This was a man who threatened his own children if they turned him in.
Damn, man.
Now, that part I understand. You know, I mean, if your kid turns you in, I mean, I get it. You know, the kids always get a little ornery at dad. But, you know, I'd have to say, if I was, you know, some sort of criminal, felon, insurrectionist, traitorous bastard, you know, what's threatening the kids on top of that?
It's just another day at the office for the 3%er recruiter from Texas.
Hey, my office today is in Bull Falls Radio, WXEO, right here in Wausau, Wisconsin. Dom's in the Shaw, Evans in the World Headquarters, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. The greatest show on earth hits the road again. We'll be right back.
I am taking them to imprison them in prison.
Taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can always join us anytime, toll-free, talk or text. You can hit us up at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm broadcasting live on the road from a couple different places today. WFHR, we welcome Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. It's got to be the luckiest day of their lives. They're hearing us right now in Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and also here on Bull Falls Radio, WXEO, 1230 AM. I'm broadcasting live from Wausau right now, and we welcome the man, the catalyst that is driving this major growth in progressive and talk radio and hometown radio. His name is Sage Weil. He is the CEO of Civic Media. Sage, welcome to the radio, man.
Hey, Sage.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, he's going to make it hard on us. Like, we've got to pull the answers out of him. Sage, first and foremost, where are you from? Tell the people. I know a little something about you. Let me pull some facts out of you. Where are you from, sir?
I grew up in Southern Oregon, Oregon State, and Northern California. Went to college in Los Angeles, or east of Los Angeles, and spent most of the last 20 years in California doing various tech startups, software engineering, some web hosting, some storage, and then moved to Madison about 6 years ago.
And you moved to Madison because you've got family here and your wife works in Madison.
Yeah, well, yeah. My wife is a surgeon, and she got a job at UW at the hospital.
Well, congrats to her. And yes. And I met your wife. Very nice lady. And you got kids as well, school-age kids. So you're a Madison family.
We are now. Yes. Yep.
Dogs or cats, Sage? Dogs or cats?
well, both. We do, for a while, we were a cat-only household. We had six cats, which out is too many, in case you were wondering.
Who would have guessed?
we're down to four. That's a little bit more manageable. But we also have a dog now. We have a COVID puppy for the last 2 years.
I've seen him. I've not met him, but I've seen him on Zoom a few times.
Yeah.
He is Sage Weil. He is the CEO of Civic Media. So the next dumb question I'm going to ask on behalf of the audience, Sage, what's Civic Media?
Civic Media is a, it's a network of stations here in Wisconsin with the goal of bringing quality hometown radio to audiences across the state. So we want to bring quality local news, local event coverage, and commentary that's of interest to people in your actual community, so that we can improve the level of engagement of citizens in our democracy in our state.
Sage, what do you think the problem is outstate? I've had the opportunity to drive outstate, and I listen to the radio stations, and I flip around. And what do you think is absent outstate?
Well, I think there are two problems. The first is the disappearance of local news coverage, and that's not just radio. That's it's radio, but it's also newspapers and any other form of like local news coverage, and that's problematic, obviously. And the second part of that is in radio, in particular, you have sort of the increasing corporate ownership of radio stations, because if you're one of the big iHearts of the world or whatever, you can come in, you can buy radio stations, and you can cut costs by cutting local staff and automating all the content that plays out on the station. And that, shifts the focus of the on-air news and on-air commentary to national issues and away from local issues. And that's a real challenge for local communities, where you suddenly know a lot more about what's happening in Washington, D.C. than you know about what's happening in your local community.
Now, Sage, I've talked to you about this, and I often reference it on the air. 81 conservative right-wing talk radio stations, or at least there were in 2016. And when this year started, there was my little WTTN in Columbus, Wisconsin, an AM signal, and there was 92.7 FM. And that's where you came in. I actually met you, I guess, on like a Zoom call. I had been a last-minute replacement for someone I'm sure more deserving. But, Sage, I had basically approached you and some others and said, I got this plan. I think we need a radio presence in, at minimum, Milwaukee. And here's the good news. I've already been to Milwaukee, and I know how to screw it up. But there's a better way to do it. And it might be from Waukesha, and it might be as a hometown radio product. And I appreciate you taking a chance on a young whippersnapper like me, Sage, because that's where we started. We started, 8-9 months ago, we started on this project to try and acquire WAUK 540 AM. And we rented it effectively from January 1st forward and started bringing our host on and our vision for hopefully how you meet people where they are. And I think one of the places they are is on the free radio dials, because anyone can gain access without a lot of money invested in hardware. You can buy a radio. Hell, if you listen long enough, we might even give you a radio.
Yeah. I mean, everybody who drives to work, right? That's the easiest and most common way that people, whatever, this is primary media that people consume when they're driving to and from work. And often on the job too. So, I mean, I grew up, my first job was working construction with my dad. And I think I came to that conversation with an appreciation for the importance of talk radio, because I spent most of my early teenage years listening to Rush Limbaugh, because that's just what was playing on the job site by default. And so I have a clear appreciation for the influence that that kind of radio coverage can have on a population.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We try to move this radio population one listener at a time. We've got the CEO of Civic Media. He is Sage Weil. We're very excited because we are rolling out two brand new stations today. We're on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. That is locally grown radio. And here in Wausau, where I'm broadcasting from today, WXEO, that's Bull Falls Radio. And it's all part of the Civic Media, the greater network. And there's more coming and more with Sage Weil. On the other side, more Devil's Advocates. I'm on the road. Dom's at home. You'll come back.
Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show on the road again. Bull Falls Radio, my location, Wausau, Wisconsin, WXEO Studios, broadcasting on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. If you're just hearing us for the first time, or maybe for the first time in a decade, right, Dom? You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're also playing out for the very first time today on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And you can find us there at 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. And I would point out, and on TuneIn, thanks to our good friend and CEO of Civic Media, we've got a fine guest in the Madison studios. He's Sage Weil. And so, Sage, let's get back to Civic Media. Let me ask you, this radio, there's some new stations. We started the year with two, and then we got the Waukesha station, and we went from an AM and an FM to two AMs and two FMs. Effective today, we're four AMs and four FMs, so we've doubled our growth. Are we done yet? Is this the pinnacle?
We are not done. We're just getting started.
Can you tell us more, Sage? Some of this is public knowledge. Some of this is on the FCC.
So as we buy stations, we start filing with the FCC, and then everybody finds out and starts writing about it. So we have a couple of stations in Richland Center that are on the way.
WRCO AM and WRCO FM, and those
news
are
from the center.
Yeah, news from the center. That'll be my beloved. And then we're also going to, what's our new format, Sage?
Yeah, it's country music, country and community. Right.
Country and community, starting in Richland Center, the RC, as we like to call it. Sage, we've also made public filing on a purchase in the Fox Valley, Dom's old neck of the woods.
Indeed.
Let's talk about WISS 1100 AM.
Yes. Yep. There's a big AM out of Berlin, I think it is. That's going to cover Oshkosh. It's going to stretch all the way up to Green Bay and almost all the way to Madison and the other direction. And there's an FM translator for that in Oshkosh. So that's
and the FM is 98.3 FM. Can't wait to get to Oshkosh. Now, we got to wait a couple months, but that will be a Brewer station, which I'm very excited about. Sage, we're suddenly not just in the news talk business, but the news talk sports business. Just in case you're keeping score at home, we've got two Brewers markets, we've got two Badgers markets, and we got a Packers market. We've got minor league baseball, including the 48-12 Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They'll be playing right here on WFHR a little bit after we go off the air today. And we also, for the very first time, I mean, today is the first time sports has ever played on our dial. And come Friday, August 19th, when the high school football season starts, that's going to be a big part of Wausau's lineup. We're hoping to integrate some football in Waukesha and maybe even here in the Wisconsin Rapids Nakusa market. Sage, sports will be a part as well, and especially hometown sports. And, you know, we're all homers here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, everybody has kids. Well, not everybody, but lots of people have kids that, you know, playing high school sports and they want to hear the game. So I feel like it's a good way to bring the community together.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Sage Weil, he is the CEO of Civic Media, joining us. I just want to jump in here, fellas, and just say a couple of things. Curdy, I know you've been passionate and working on this for a very, very, very long time. And Sage, you've stepped up and believe in the vision of getting the word out there, bringing radio back to the local markets. But I want to ask each one of you guys, I mean, what does success look like? I mean, all these acquisitions are happening, and now it's going to have to be operational, right? But as this thing, you know, continues to grow and evolve, how do you guys define success for Civic Media?
I think there are a couple of measures of success. I think one is having a choice on the dial. Right now, if you're going to listen to some news talk content, really all you have is right-wing conservative shows that are giving you a lot of misinformation and a lot of craziness, or you have NPR, and that's about it. And even NPR is only giving you, you know, news some of the time. And when they do, it's often national news and not local news. I think the real measure is, I don't know how you measure it, but the real success for me is when people identify the radio station as a core part of the community where they can come together, where they can hear about issues that are important to them, that are happening, that affect them and their neighbors, where they can find out what the city council is doing in their community, where they can find out how their local sports teams are doing, where they can find out, you know, what the local, whether it's a local farmer's market, whether it's, I don't know, whatever it is that is relevant to your immediate community. Feel like the radio is going to be one of the places that you can go, particularly in today's day and age when local print newspapers are gone or going away, and there are increasingly fewer options in order to find out what's happening to you and your neighbors.
Curdy, let me ask.
I was going to ask Sage, yeah. Does success look like obituaries? Because that's part of it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's you know, I mean, it's the obituaries. It's the who got arrested or who's whatever, whatever's happening in the county jail.
We said we wouldn't bring that up on the radio, Sage.
Now, all right, so like, here's one for you, Curdy. How important do you think it's going to be for, you know, us to go on the road and introduce ourselves to, you know, these new local markets, much like you're doing today? Now, you're in the studio. You're not out in the community today. But do you see that as part of the plan?
Oh, buddy, I'm always on the community. You don't know what I've been doing today. I've been out in a couple of communities. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Dom, you know, we can bring relevance no matter what the event is. Today, I'm up here in Wausau. Tomorrow, we expect you to join us for the relevance at Hawks Bar. We're going to have a great party, one of our fine sponsors on State Street. Well, come Friday, Dom, I'm going to be at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. I haven't seen if you're joining me yet or not. But when Donald Trump comes to town, we're going to be there too. So if it's news, I want to be there. And if I can bring focus to what's going on in the third CD race, because suddenly there's a new dynamic and a new map, and there's a contested primary here in the third CD where you can hear me now. So now I get to wade into those races. One other thought, Dom, you ask about success, and part of the formula of success is to compete for ideas and for entertainment, just be damn good radio. If we're not better than the other guys, man, you haven't been listening long enough. We are better. We got to be better. You know what I mean? That is my strong feeling. If we can give you a relatively clear signal, or an alternative means, you know, go find us on TuneIn at some of the new stations, Bull Falls Radio, WXEO, WFHR, and Wisconsin Rapids. Try out some of our new shows. There is a palette in a menu of all these great hosts. It's not just us. It's not just Crudy spouting his opinions anymore. Now it's a lot of different people, hopefully engaging, entertaining you, you know, getting you interested and engaging you in your own community, because that's where you can make a difference. You know, I can't change the U.S. Senate race, but I can make a difference on Main Street, my hometown, and that's part of it. And ultimately, man, we're in commercial radio. If we're doing entertaining, engaging radio, and somebody stands with us as a commercial sponsor, What we need from the audience is go support that pizza parlor. Go stand with Hawks. Go buy a couple of beers the next time you're on State Street or at any of Hawks' finer neighborhood bars. You know, that's the audience's part. How do you support us? Support the sponsors. And there's some sponsors up here. We'll need their support as well. And final thought, Dom, what does success look like? It looks sexy, like us.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocate. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789 if you're hearing us for the first time. There's also the social media feeds. At Devil Radio is the Twitter feed. Our pal Kuchka says, hey, he thinks success equals no Christmas music on Election Day.
Well, we make you that pledge. We'll play very sparse Christmas music, period, and none on Election Day. Either on August 9th or the November election, and we're looking forward to that. Back to you, Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media, our fine guest in studio. Sage, you made a pretty big commitment here, man. This is not a small financial commitment. This is a very substantial financial commitment. What motivates you? I mean, this feels like a pretty all-in sort of an action. I've tried that before, man. It's a little scary. What is convinced you to go all in?
I feel like we're living in trying times. We're seeing the dissolution of many of the core elements that hold our society and our democracy together. And I think it behooves all of us to be serious about doing whatever we can to sort of hold it all together. You know, before I started getting involved in radio, I was a big voting geek, right? I spent 2020, left my old job and worked at Vote America doing mostly writing tools to help people navigate the bureaucracy that is our election system in this country, you know, figuring out how to request an absentee ballot, figuring out how to register to vote in states where the rules are set up deliberately to make it as hard as possible for you to do that. And so I could talk all day about, you know, ranked choice voting and automatic voter registration and gerrymandering and multi-member districts and all the rest of it. But at some point I realized that even if you fixed all of the sort of structural problems that just allow people to express their will at the ballot box, it wouldn't necessarily be sufficient when you have the population consuming completely different diets, as far as what the news is and what they believe, what their view of what reality is and what's happening in the world. If they think that the election was stolen and Democrats are trying to steal it again, then it's doesn't matter if you like fix the problems with voting, because they're still going to vote for an autocrat. So I guess it at some point I realized that if I cared about these issues, then I had to actually do something about it. And for me, that meant leaving my previous career writing open source software. I used to think that writing free software, open source software, was, you know, a pretty important thing, which I still believe it is, but it's perhaps not as important as, you know, preserving democracy in this country. And I also, I mean, you mentioned I've had a series of successes over the course of my career. I don't take credit for most of them. I think I somehow repeatedly happened to be in the right place at the right time. But at some point I realized along the way that with my third startup, and the expansion of my wealth, it had almost no discernible impact on the way that I lived my life. I didn't buy more expensive things. I didn't buy a bigger house. It didn't change anything the way that I actually lived my life. All it changed was, you know, a number in my bank account. And once you sort of realize that you actually don't need any more money to like do something like immediate with your family or whatever with your lifestyle, then it becomes much easier to realize that you can leverage that to have, you know, some sort of positive impact on the world. So I'm trying to do that in a way that isn't, you know, completely stupid. I don't want to like completely throw money at the wall and like hope for the best. I'm trying to be smart about it. But I can also afford to be, you know, a lot more aggressive than someone in my situation who has this plan of exactly what they want to do and has to prove it to some investor that needs, you know, a million PowerPoint decks and spreadsheets in order to tell them what at the end of the day is really just a gut instinct that this is going to be something that's going to have an impact and be the right thing to do. So, yeah,
Sage,
that's my perspective.
Do you have a favorite country music artist at this time, and are you working on and researching the country music portfolio and preparing yourself for this ownership responsibility, sir?
I feel like I'm going to have to start listening to a lot more country music. I will say that a fellow I've been talking to who he has a couple of country music projects. One is called Western AF, and the other one is Gems on VHS. Their YouTube channels, and I listened to some of those artists and was blown away at how much I enjoyed them. I guess if I had to pick an artist, it would be Johnny Cash, just because I actually know him.
the man in black.
That's right. Country light.
Sage Weil, yeah. The CEO of Civic Media, thank you so much for telling us what motivates you, what motivates this expansion. More to come, folks. More Devil's Advocates live on the road. I am at Bull Falls Radio headquarters, Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thanks, Sage.
Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Where'd Dom go? Anyways, he'll be back in a minute. We got a fine guest. I held him over for one more segment because I want him to hear from some callers. Sage, we're going to turn you into a radio guy. Sage Weil with me, live in the Madison Studios. He is the CEO of Civic Media. And he is the shiny new owner, two brand new radio stations, two more AMs, two more FMs joining the Civic Media lineup today, including WFHR right in Wisconsin Rapids, hear it all the way to Stevens Point at 1320 AM, and the FM at 97.5. And then I'm up here at Bull Falls Radio, that's WXCO 1230 AM, 98.9 FM. See if you can keep all those straight in your head, Sage. And I understand I don't have the callers here in front of me, Dom, but I understand you're going to let Sage take his first crack at town hall style.
Let's do it. Our pal Chris from Madison. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris from Sun Prairie.
All right, Chris.
But anyway, I am just so thrilled. Welcome, Sage. We've been waiting for you for a long time, or at least I have. I've been hoping somebody else would come along and work with Mike or get some more radio stations because we desperately need people talking the truth around the state. And I'm just so thrilled that you're here and that you're working towards this. And boy, I'd love to talk to you about working coming to my grassroots festival this year. But I thank you for coming here and doing this. And I'm really excited about it. And I hope this helps spread the word when you get these stations up and let people know that you have them up and try to get some people to listen because I do believe that what you're doing will help a lot.
I appreciate that. Appreciate
Chris,
that.
Tell Sage about the Wisconsin Grassroots Network. When is the festival? And we have historically made an effort to go out to Wisconsin, Wisconsin Heights High School and broadcast that event. But Chris, tell Sage what the Grassroots is all about.
Well, Wisconsin Grassroots Network, we actually first started up when we were in the recall effort to get rid of Scott Walker, and then we grew out of that into a group that is organizing around the state to bring people together, and we work on issues that affect the people that live in the state. Each year, we hold an annual festival, and in that festival, we have different organizers come in, and they inform people about different issues. Sometimes it could be Medicare for All. One of the presentations that Mike and Dom did with me, we did one on low-powered radio stations back when President Obama had released all of those low-power radio station permits. I forget what they would be called, but they were licenses, I guess. And so we do little presentations on different things, and people go around for the day, and they get to go to a lot of different presentations. We have some great speakers. Usually we have John Nichols. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but if you're not, you should be. He's a Wisconsin treasure. He speaks quite well. Lisa Graves has done some of our events.
Chris, you got too many people to list off all the fine speakers you've had. When is the? I'm sorry, Chris.
You tell me to talk, Mike. I'm going to talk.
Well, I know, but we only got a couple hours, Chris. When is the next big event? Well, I didn't hear.
Well, I believe. We usually do it one of the last weekends in March, so that is when it usually is. We don't have it scheduled yet, but I'm hoping we will have it this year. We had to cancel due to COVID last year, and the year before we did it virtually. So I do believe we will have it this year, so probably the third weekend in March.
Sounds great, Chris. You know we'll be a part.
Thank you, Chris. Absolutely. Always a pleasure to hear from you. My dinner guest, her and Jerry, went out before the Roger Waters concert last week, a couple weekends ago. Great to see her and Jerry. Let's get some more of our friends. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are next. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
I'm so excited. It's like Christmas in August. This is the greatest news I think I've heard in years. Please come a little closer my way, but you're worth
the effort
to get you. I watch you on YouTube, which is really great. I was watching today and listening to, and it's thank you so much. All I got to say that this is a miracle. We're just so thankful that this is happening because we needed you badly. I've been listening for years, and I've been watching my area go downhill really quick, and all of the right-wing stations and nothing else to listen to, and my background psych, so listening to all the propaganda and the people repeating things they didn't even know about the issues, and just it was unbelievable, but you're like a breath of fresh air. Thank you again. This is a miracle. Keep up the great work, guys. I'm really excited. Goodbye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Love it when Jeannie calls in. Some other friends, Doogie from Chicago. He was tweeting us out at Devil Radio today. Hey, Doogie, what's happening?
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, congratulations on the expansion. This is awesome news. You know I'm a radio guy. And, you know, back in the day, we had a national progressive radio network called Air America, and it was from 2004 to 2010. But it did not go under because progressive radio doesn't work. Progressive radio works. It went under because they had mismanagement of funds. But corporate radio will not put progressive radio on the air because it goes against their ideology of lower taxes. So we need to rely on independent owners to spread the truth. And I am so happy for you guys. This is what I want to do in Missouri, and this is what I want to do in Indianapolis. I got my eyes on stuff, and let's just, you know, continue to move forward and try to get the truth out there and save democracy.
Well, that's okay, not much of a that sounds like sort of an action plan, doesn't it, dude?
It's a pretty heavy lift. We got one more. Let's get him in before the top of the hour break. PT from the MKE. What's up, man? What do you got for us?
Hey, great news, Sage, and thank you so much for your generosity. This is going to change Wisconsin, I hope, in the next year or so. Hopefully before the midterms. Can you do that?
Yeah, I wish.
We'll see what happens. So just one more favor. Could you just come to Milwaukee and buy 11:30 and 6:20? No big deal.
Yeah. Buddy, we can cover the whole state of Wisconsin for a third of what they paid for WTMJ. You can cover the whole state. You just got to work at it.
Thanks for the call, PT.
Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. Any final thoughts, Sage?
Well, I'll just mention one thing since previous caller mentioned Air America. I think there's one other thing that Air America didn't do that we're doing, and that is focus on local communities and local coverage and local news.
And they didn't actually own the stations.
Yeah, I mean, setting aside all the financial mismanagement and fraud and setting aside the business decisions, as far as like the core content and building listenership, I think building that local relationship with the community, I think, is key.
Yeah, I agree.
Hometown all across Wisconsin media, Sage Wild, the CEO of the aforementioned, playing at Bow Falls Radio WXCO 1230 AM right here in Wausau, WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening right now. More Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Sage Wild.
Thanks, Sage.
She's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one.